the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podchaser has launched the Podchaser feed, a personalized feed of the latest podcast episodes, guests' appearances, ratings and reviews and more. Built for effective podcast discovery, it launched in beta in September and you can follow Podnews on Podchaser. A podcast monitoring service has been launched by TV Eyes, a company that also monitors television and radio broadcasts for the name of your company, your candidate or your concern. TV Eyes is monitoring more than 13,000 of the most popular podcasts, according to the press release. Vox Media now has 200 podcasts. The company had only 75 in January. Axios reports that podcasting for the company is a, quote, eight-figure business. Podtrac's top 20 US podcast for September is up. Stuff You Should Know has slipped back to number 3. If you've updated to Catalina and now you can't get Audacity to work, we link to a potential hack in our show notes and our newsletter to get it to work. And if you're in South Australia, Podnews' editor, James Cridland, that's me, is speaking in Adelaide on Wednesday evening. You can come and see podcasting trends around the world, and I promise maybe at least one joke. And thank you to Podcast Press, an all-in-one audio production platform for brands, for becoming a gold supporter today. You should be like them at podnews.net/support. In our developer's corner today, you'd not be silly enough to gzip your audio files on your server, would you? Craig Constantine has discovered that gzipping audio gives you bad mojo. We link to his blog post from our show notes and our newsletter today. Also, lots of C data nonsense in your RSS feed doesn't look nice and makes it much longer than it needs to be. We link to a standard PHP function that you might want to use instead. The open user agent list for podcast apps now includes a bunch of examples and a whole lot more apps. Did you know, for example, that Apple Podcasts user agent is translated into different languages, depending on what your listener's language is? We'll link to the Slack group, and if you're a serious developer and you want in, just hit reply to our newsletter and ask, or just mail us updates at podnews.net. And our podcast pages now highlight podcasts who are using WebSub to make their new episodes appear faster. In listeners' podcast apps, you'll find it in the technical details section. Try ours or any from Captivate, any from Simplecast, or any from Buzzsprout, and plenty more. And in podcasts, Bauer Media, a radio broadcaster in the UK, has launched a podcast from Dave Berry, the host of Absolute Radio. Dave Berry's Dad Pod celebrates the wonderful, exciting, sometimes scary but absolute joy of fatherhood. And after launching over 45 clients' shows and publishing thousands of episodes, it's probably time for Lyndall Harris to launch her own podcast. Podcasting Tips and Tricks shares quick, actionable tips and tricks for launching and growing a successful podcast, aimed at both new and seasoned podcasters. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.